Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
How does a team with seven missing preferred starters, including playmakers like Randall Cobb on offense and Clay Matthews on defense, continue to get better? Well, the Packers showed everyone how last Sunday night in their final Metrodome appearance.
The Packers are winning despite key injuries because their quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been brilliant. Against the Vikings, Rodgers completed 24 passes to six different receivers, two touchdowns, including this 76-yard aerial to Jordy Nelson, the last of the big three receiving corps still playing. The Packers' offense possessed the football 21 minutes, 48 seconds longer than the Vikings for the game. Minnesota's offense was on the field for just 6.5 minutes the entire second half. The Packers couldn't do this last year. They probably would have had a hard time doing it in the super season of 2010. But they can do it today because they can run the football and stop the run. The Packers rushed for 182 yards against the once proud Minnesota Vikings rush defense. They took the starch out of the pass rush of All-Pro defensive end Jared Allen, who is handled by rookie offensive tackle David Bakhtiari. Ball control may be the best defense against the great Adrian Peterson, who hardly got lathered up, running just 13 times for 60 yards. The final score of 44-31 was not indicative of the kind of dominance the Packers exerted over their rivals in purple.
Despite their injuries, there are still three things the Packers do well: throw the football, run it, and stop the run. That's how they're making up for the loss of key playmaking personnel. And those are the ingredients they'll take into another rivalry game this week as the Bears come to Lambeau Field Monday night. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrivee.